Hey everyone, welcome to Fat Mascara. This is Jen. I'm always Jen.
What's going on? It's Jess.
Hi.
Okay, Jen, I have to ask, I think a lot of our listeners want to know, how is your friend?
I'm like so excited that you asked because I could share really good news that after 17 days in the hospital, he is recovered from COVID-19. He's recovered from the virus. He looks crazy. He lost like 20 pounds. He has like a full beard now. But it's such good news. And you guys have been giving me so many DMs and just like really so thoughtful. Thank you for all of your prayers and wishes. And he thanks you too. How are you holding up, Jess?
I'm okay. It's crazy. You know, I think we're all going to know someone who has it. You know, your friend had it. I learned that one of my friends had it. I just found out like yesterday. It's nuts. It feels like it's this rolling tidal wave that's coming closer and closer. I'm sure many of you who are listening are suffering through your own troubles. You know, I don't want to make this show, again, we talked about this like, you know, the past few weeks, this show, we want it to be escapism. We don't want it to be gloom and doom. But I have moments, you know, I have moments of real like existential despair, and then I have to do something to take my mind off of it. One of the things I'm doing a lot of is I'm watching a lot of movies. I'm watching a lot of things I want to see. Yes, I'm doing a lot of like, do you have those movies that you wish that you saw, or like, you know, you, I've really been meaning to see that, or like you're embarrassed that you've never seen?
Yes, but all of them are homework movies. They're like those movies that like, oh wow, this feels real. It's like either got subtitles or it's depressing. I'm much more enjoying your beauty inspiration that you've been like putting on Instagram.
Well, I was so like, okay, this is like my dirty dark secret. I had never seen Love Story, so I watched that and I absolutely loved it. You know, that's where Bobby Brown's like biggest inspiration, which you can see as you watch that movie. But I'm also getting such an influx of people who are still responding to our segment from last week. So I'm going to be posting more on our Instagram about beauty inspo. I feel like we really struck a chord there. But I was kicking myself. I did not shout out a movie that has been a huge beauty inspo for me. Hello, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, which has been on HBO a ton right now.
Of course.
So effing amazing. If you have not seen that movie, there are so many great looks, one after another. Hedwig is a German transgender rock star played by John Cameron Mitchell, who like wrote the movie, performed the movie. It's, you have to see it to believe it. It really is this like incredible event. It was a small, you know, when I say off Broadway, it was a tiny theater show that became a movie, and then it was on Broadway a few years ago. It is the music, the costumes, but the freaking makeup, please. If you haven't seen it, run. It's on HBO right now. But it just, it makes me smile. The songs are great. So I was just like watching it. I was like, how did I leave this out? So anyway,
you had some pretty good examples when we did that episode 199, if anybody hasn't listened to it.
It kind of kicks Jawbreaker's butt, though.
All right, fine. We'll do Hedwig over Jawbreakers anytime. Before we get into the show, one more little piece of news. We now have a phone number. That's right. You can call Fat Mascara. We set up a voicemail box because we want you to call us, share your beauty questions so we can put them on the podcast, share your favorite Raise a Wand product reviews. The phone number is 646-481-8182. Jess, you want to say the number again like we're on a commercial?
Okay, ready? 646- 481-8182.
Well done.
I feel like I'm on like channel 11 at night.
Sounded perfect. Okay, so we have a great episode planned for you guys. We're going to do the beauty headlines, and then we're going to be talking about stress acne, which is something everybody needs help with right now. And then who's our interview, Jess?
Nigel Barker. And you know the name if you watch television in the past like 20 years. You know him from America's Next Top Model. He was such a fun guest. You know, I didn't know what to expect. I'd never met him before. I did see him on the street once and like totally like had like a reality star freak out. He's such a nice guy and we learned a lot from him. And of course, this was recorded before the global crisis we're having here. So let's take a fun trip back in time.
And let's all have a new beauty crush. He was a doll. You ready to get into it?
Let's do it. Let's talk beauty headlines. This is what's going on in beauty this week. Are you ready, Jen?
I'm ready. I'm so excited that you're doing this again. You haven't done this in like 2 months.
I know. I feel a little rusty, but I think we can get through it.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, so I've been hanging on to this news for a while. Drunk Elephant is launching their new hair and body line this past week. The hairline is a collaboration with celebrity hairstylist Chris McMillan. We know him for doing the Rachel. He also cuts Miley Cyrus's hair. He gave her that little like little pixie moment. Prices range from $16 for the Sweet Pity deodorant to $36 for the TLC Happy Scalp Scrub. Jen, have you tried any of this stuff?
Yes, I have tried a lot of it. So far, my favorite is the shampoo, the Coco Mino shampoo, because it's like really smoothing and moisturizing. I almost don't need conditioner. It's like a very glossy feeling, and it doesn't have a lot of the old school surfactants. So it's like not drying at all. Very lovely. Good news in the beauty world.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll try it. The New York Attorney General cracked down on Finest Herbalist. It's a brand that claimed its I can never say this word. I'm sorry. I'd get fired from CNN. Cannabidiol products. Guys, you know what I'm talking about.
Cannabidiol. CBD.
Okay. Just out, Jen in. Products had the power to cure coronavirus. Wow, those are some bold claims. I have to say, Jen, I think a lot of brands are getting in on the self-care, you know, soothing, calming, all that kind of stuff moment.
Yes, get your propolis bee spray, get your vitamins, get your CBD, everything you need, but it will not cure coronavirus, just so everybody knows.
Yeah, I think Mount Sinai way have heard of that first, or the CDC, not a Sephora.
Exactly.
Okay. Madison Reed, Color Wow, Lenoir Grail, they're all seeing double-digit growth in the color sector. I do not have figures for our friends at the big guys like Clairol, L'Oreal Paris, but I have to imagine those guys are cleaning up at the shelves at CVS are pretty clean right now. Hair color is just having a huge moment.
I know, that's a nice little bright spot in this crazy times of economic uncertainty. Home hair color selling like gangbusters, to no one's surprise.
But if you're a guy, not that men can't color their hair, many of them certainly do, they are also having their own hair quandaries right now, and they are just grabbing the shears.
Yes.
Studies say, or reports say, I don't know any big studies that are going on about this right now, but reports say that a lot of them are just buzzing their hair off. Yes, The Guardian has reported that a lot of footballers are just buzzing their hair right off. And I can tell you from some Zoom conferences that I have lurked in on, a lot of guys are just buzzing it off because they can't, you know, cut their own hair at home.
I'm going to try and cut Eric's hair next week, but everybody's telling me to do scissors, not the clippers. So we're going to see how it goes. But that's kind of what's going on in the beauty world, guys, right now. Hope you like the news.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
All right, Jen, you promised that we would talk about acne, and I'm going to hold you to it. What's going on the acne front?
Can you not see via the video screen what's going on? Look at my chin right now. It's like insane.
No, and I have you at a pretty high resolution right now.
No, I actually put some concealer on because we're doing that Instagram live later, but I have got a case of stress acne like you would not believe.
What's wrong? What's wrong, baby girl?
Oh, what are you stressed about? Nothing to be stressed about. I am not alone in this. I've gotten so many messages from our listeners about, like, they're really confused because they're like, okay, I have acne, but I'm not wearing as much makeup. I'm not going out in pollution, which is something we know can exacerbate acne. People, there are a couple things that are causing this. So I did some research. Obviously, as you know, stress can exacerbate acne. It's because it increases cortisol. But here's the thing. It's a double punch. That doesn't just imbalance your hormone production. It also increases sebum production. So there you go. You're making all this extra oil. Do you want to know what to do about it? Of course you do. I talked to some derms. They were saying stick to your skincare routine. And I feel like that's actually hard because you're not doing your usual daily thing. Like, ready, get up, wash face, go to school, take the kids away.
Yeah, there is no routine. The routine's out the window.
Right. So try to stick to routine. And if you find that your oil production really is pumped up, you could switch your regular cleanser for one with salicylic acid, which might be able to help with that. But don't forget to moisturize, because if you don't moisturize, you get that like rebound oiliness.
I think that my instinct would be, if I'm breaking out, is to, or I think like the average person's instinct is to just like, just drop the all moisture completely. Just like let the whole thing dry out like the Sahara.
Which is exactly what you don't want to do. And don't start exfoliating and using lots of actives that can exacerbate it. Another thing that I was thinking about is diet. So there's a study published in the Journal of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics looking at New York City adults and found those with acne were more likely to have a diet higher in carbohydrates.
That's all I'm eating right now.
Girl, have you been to the store? What is sold out in your local grocery store right now?
Actually everything is, but I was about to say the insides, like the fruits and veg are still there. No, everything's gone. But yeah, like the bread, the pasta.
Oh, that's funny. In my grocery store, bread, pasta, packaged goods, crackers, all that stuff is sold out. But like the fruits and veggies keep getting replenished. Mm. So I don't know if everybody's like me. All you want right now is like simple carbs, and it's because it's comforting, but it's also the worst thing for your skin.
And it won't go bad, yeah.
Yeah, right. So you stock up on that stuff and also because it just feels good to eat mac and cheese when you're freaking stressed out. The last thing that might be causing your acne or actually make it seem like your acne is worse is wound healing is exacerbated when you're stressed out. So there's a study in the Archives of General Psychiatry that showed wounds heal 40% slower when you're stressed out. And if you think of acne as a wound, which in some cases it is, especially if you've been messing with it and picking at it because of anxiety, where it would usually take 3 to 7 days to heal, it can now take up to 4 to 10 days for a pimple to go away. So you think you have all these pimples, but they're just not healing.
Can I tell you, I think that's the most interesting bit of what you said. It's like, it's kind of like a compounding effect. Like if you're not feeling well, it almost applies to so many things in life. Like if you're not operating from a position of strength, like everything else heals more slowly. Like you need to, if you're wounded, everything else suffers.
Yeah.
And the thing about like that it's a wound, it also reminds me, like on a much more less deep note, if you listen to last week's episode, which was our drugstore beauty special / 200th episode,
woohoo,
you know, the former Vogue beauty director Sarah Brown uses Neosporin on her acne. Because it's like a wound.
Yeah, that makes sense. What you don't want to do is like reach for all those acids and scrubs and you're thinking, oh God, let me get rid of the acne by like, you know, putting an acid on it, exfoliating it, treating it with a shit ton of benzoyl peroxide. Be gentle. you know, the same way you are mentally right now, taking care of yourself mm-hmm. mentally, take care of your face that same way too. Like, just take it easy, people.
Nice. What do you use on your acne? Like, do you have a product that you like?
Well, I've been using those little star patches, and then I also have some 3M patches just to cover it up so I don't. Also, it's really good because then I'm not touching my face as much, which we're all learning is something that isn't healthy right now as we, you know, pass germs around. So that's what I've been doing.
Okay. Good tip. I like it.
I hope that helps you guys.
That was information packed.
Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings? Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off.
All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara, little things like, what's your favorite board game? And more important things like, what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then, after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get-together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves StoryWorth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/mascara. That's StoryWorth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase.
Today, we are here with Nigel Barker. He is best known as a fashion photographer and a judge on America's Next Top Model. I was obsessed. He was also the host of the TV show The Face.
And just so you guys know, we recorded this back in January, but I was thinking this interview is actually really great right now because, like, photo projects. I've been going through all my old photos and organizing them. You can use the thing he talks about to do that. But also, once we all get back together, you're going to be a better photographer after this interview. Trust me.
So, Nigel, when you transitioned from being a model to being a photographer, did you kind of think you knew what was going on behind the scenes where you're like, I know how to do this. I've been on the other side the whole time.
You know, it wasn't an instant thing. So it's not sort of like all of a sudden one day you're like on one side of the camera and the next you're on the other side. But that being said, it wasn't like today where everybody has a camera on their phone and everyone has some sort of experience with a camera. Cameras were expensive. The whole setup was very detailed. You know, however, I had been into photography since I was a small child. I never thought I was going to have a modeling career. I mean, that was the thing. That was not, I had no idea about that. That was, my mother had been a model, so I knew about the industry. My mother entered me actually into a competition very similar to America's Next Top Model.
Wow.
It was called The Clothes Show. It was in 1988. I did not win. I was in the top three. It was one of the very first televised model searches. And how ironic that my career would then, you know, launch me back into exactly how I started.
Yeah. Did you ever tell the contestants that you were at a similar show?
I did. You know, it was funny. I'm not sure why it didn't really make the edit very often.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Because I was really the only one who was sort of uniquely qualified because I had been in their shoes and had sort of done the entire journey and popped out the other end. And I kind of got into photography that way. And because I got to see working with models and working with photographers in the fashion industry as a whole, I got to see photography as an actual career job, as a choice. And for me, the biggest learning curve I got, other than working with hundreds of photographers over a sort of a 5-6 year period and working with some of the best, you know, was how they handled people, how they talked to people, how they treated their team, the mood they set on set, and the sort of the feeling, the vibe. And, you know, there were some that did that with lighting and creativity, with the sort of the look and the feel. But there were many that it was less about how they lit you and versus your feeling and the emotion and the mood and the everything from their research that they'd done on you so that you didn't walk in feeling a complete stranger, to the music they played, so that they set the feel for the room and the way you'd want to behave and the temperature, the look, you know, what the background was like and everything. There were so many different facets. So I was constantly picking up on all these vibes for my own sort of use. And you know what I did? I was living in Italy and I would say to the models who were in this big model complex, because that's what they would do. They would put all the models in these big buildings and they'd all live together in a sort of commune style thing. And I'd say, look, when you come back from your job at the end of the day, do me a favor, don't wash your makeup off. Don't wash your hair. Come see me and let me take some portraits of you. That way, you never know whether you're going to get the tear sheets from this job. Mm-hmm. You may never see this photographer again. It was a great job, but it was an advertising job and you're not going to want the pictures because it's going to have a bar of soap on the front or whatever. Mm-hmm. Come and see me. Let me shoot something beautiful in black and white against this crumbly brick wall or, you know, the beautiful Milan light. And the models would do that. And I built a portfolio of literally 600 models in about a year, and they were all coming through, and it was all sort of black and white, and I was printing it myself. And then I sort of moved from one side of the camera to the other, and I became a test photographer and moved to Paris, spent about a year there before going to New York and becoming a test photographer in New York for Ford and Click and Wilhelmina. And that's how my sort of career kind of launched.
So interesting.
Yeah.
So when you look back at this body of work, are there some photographs that you feel are like
you know, always stick in your mind or ones that you're most proud of?
Couple of standouts. I mean, and without being sort of trite, you know, anyone who knows me knows that, you know, I'm ridiculously sort of in love with my wife and her sister-in-law, her sister, in as much as I photographed these two beautiful women for 25 years. And it's very rare for any photographer to be able to train their lens on the same subject for that period of time, to grow, to learn, to love, and to see, and the chemistry that one has with one subject when that's the case is extraordinary, to a point now where, you know, the synergy between us is beyond, and nothing, I can never replicate it with anybody.
Wow. You know?
That's a romantic answer.
And so that is, without a doubt, you know, something that is like, makes me feel very, very special and energizes me on a very special level as far as, you know, discovering that beauty and finding it in the person. And quite frankly, if you look at my pictures, I think anyone would agree they're far more spectacularly beautiful of them now, age 45 with five children between the two of them, than they were when I met them when they were modeling on Inside Italian Vogue and were sort of 19 years old. And, you know, and
well, that's reassuring.
Oh, absolutely. Heck yeah.
You know? I love that.
But I think you look gorgeous right now in front of me. Look at you, ladies.
Not,
I mean,
not
at all. Only you can see. This is not just a podcast.
So when you think about all of these subjects that, you know, have really impressed you, whether, you know, the photographs you do with your wife and her sister, or, you know, just top models over the years, is there a quality that runs through them?
Always. I mean, you know, for me, it's about the story. Okay. So the story behind the picture is what makes a picture jump off the page. And people sometimes say, well, how can one photo have a story? Right. And it's crucial that it does. Mm-hmm. If you're going to stand out in a magazine and you open a 200 page magazine, a 300 page magazine, if it's September issue or whatever, you've got, you know, how does your ad make a difference? Mm-hmm. And especially with an ad, but you know, the concept being that there has to be sort of juxtaposition, there has to be yin and yang, there has to be emotion, that you've somehow got to grab someone's attention and make them question.
The model has to do this, you're saying?
Well, you, the model, the team, everything. Everyone is begging a question.
Oh.
Every part of it, the hair, you know, you're all saying something. Mm-hmm. You know, your lighting is saying something, you know, even in the lack of lighting is saying something.
I mean, so it's more the relationship between behind the photographer and in front of it, not just like a good model plus a good photographer.
No, absolutely.
It's the team, it's the whole, that's why people probably get very like specific about the teams they like to work with.
100%.
We talk about that a lot when we talk to makeup artists, hairstylists. They have people who they like to collaborate with again and again. Is that related to what you're saying?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I work with this, you know, you end up working with the same models. I mean, designers find muses, right? Mm-hmm. And photographers too, in large part because they are an extension of their story and of their brand and of how they see the world. Mm. You know?
But if I'm taking a photo of someone,
yes,
how can it be my job to make it a better photo? Besides like the technical lighting stuff, like what do I need to do to like get this person on the street with their mom or visiting New York and they want to look really cute in front of the Statue of Liberty?
Or
and
your
I want
podcast co-host.
Yes. And like, I want to do it for them. I want to be a good photographer.
You start off with what, you know, basically what are they about? What is this about? What is this picture about? And you ask them questions. And I can do this very quickly, as in, you know, why are you here? What are you excited about? You know, right now, you know, how are you feeling? And oftentimes people will stand in front of a camera and just kind of go blank and
totes.
Just stand there.
Yep.
And it's
been
like,
there.
that's not a selfie, right? That's not a portrait. That's just a location, random shot, right?
So, that's you in front of the statue.
Is that what they call it in the biz?
Right. It's a location-y. It's like a new thing, right? But I'm like, you've got to, you know, why are you here? What brought you to this
it's
moment?
It's just you're
you
marking, know? Like, we made it to this right. exact location.
It's like it's a geotag.
It's evidence. You know? It's a geotag.
Is that what I am?
Like
is
that's
that...
me in every photograph. Good
oh
Lord.
My
okay.
God,
so ask
so
them
funny.
Why. Got
ask
it.
Ask them why. It's, you
build
go engage.
Build the story. Engage.
Engage.
Okay.
It's a photograph is a moment in time, but if you capture that moment in time, you feel what that moment in time was about and was like. So what is it about? You know, if you look at some of the greatest photographs in history, it's not just a person, the subject. It's the car in the background driving by. It's someone walking by and the fashion they were wearing. It's the hairstyles in the picture. It's all different aspects of a picture which give it a story, give it a moment, give it a history, give it a nostalgic feeling, give it a romance. And you also look at the clouds. How are they, you know, the sky? Is it bright and sunny? Is it harsh? Is it cold? Is it moody? You know, is it windy? Everything plays a part. It has a character. And so you have to grab all those characters. And it can sound like a lot. You're like, wait a second, I'm just taking a selfie. I'm just taking a bit. But it's That's what we do. That's what I do. And
it's
I look
being
at
a
someone.
Director.
You're directing that moment and you're
that.
Owning it, all those parts of it. You know, and you try and push yourself into the picture too. You, as the taker, aren't just a voyeur. It's your picture.
Are there anything, if you don't want to use apps and you don't want to, like, if you want to get a nice beauty shot, but you don't want to filter it later and you really just want to capture someone, is there anything you should be mindful of technically, like lighting, that you just see again and again? Like, people just do X, Y, Z and the photo will be better, even regardless of the connection you make with the subject.
I'm not going to lie to you. Connection is
that's everything.
The number one thing.
Got it.
Right? However, and I'll say however, because unless you get some aspects of the technical right, you're going to get a muddy picture that's going to look like hell, right? So,
right.
You know, yes, there are things where if you don't set yourself up for success in the first place, you're going to have the most beautiful thing, but there's no light in that person's eyes, or you can't, or there's just, it's so muddy, the light is so low that you're going to get so much grain that not in a good way.
Yeah.
You know, there's levels to everything, right? So you want that at the end of the day to be able to blow it up bigger than a thumbnail.
The true test.
Okay. Right? Can you actually print this? Which, by the way, is what I do at Mimeo Photos, but we'll get to that, right? But
yes.
That is...
No, that's a good point. Think about it not just on your screen.
As a print, I mean, that's when you bring something to life. That's when you give it texture and feeling. I mean, every photographer is about being printed, being published. That's the sort of, it's the final destination. It's a way of keeping a moment in time forever, not for a blip.
And I hear you saying you definitely need highlight. More light than you think you would, not our dark studio to do that.
It's not about so much necessarily having loads of light, but it is about using light and understanding the light and you know, feeling. I mean, even right now when I see the backlight in here and the darkness in itself is very beautiful, but you have to know how to control it, right? So reading that light and so you don't ruin the story. If I look at you right now, it is quite dark. I could take this picture and make it really bright, but that's not...
You lose
something. I lose everything. I lose this mood. So you have to know what you're trying to get and not be afraid to, you know, have an area where it goes jet black. That's fine. It doesn't matter if you lose all the information in that side of the picture if the story is about the mystery. But again, it's because you've decided that's the story.
Right.
So you have to be the storyteller as the photographer. And you have to, you know, go out on a limb and make a decision with those fast, by the way, too, when you're taking these pictures.
So think about the story. It seems like we're hitting on a similar theme. It's like, think about the story and like the mood you want to set with all of your photos. Like,
absolutely.
It's not necessarily about like, make sure it has a ton of light, you know, which is what I try to do lately, thinking that it's clever. Like, you can kind of live with, I don't say imperfection, but like darkness or...
It's fine. I mean, there aren't any, to be honest. You know, I mean, we have a lot of, you know, really nerdy things that we say, but that's not really relevant. I think it's the reality is it's about the use of light but also the removal of light.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, we often overlight everything and ruin the pictures because everything is so bright that you take away any kind of story whatsoever. You know, you can often argue that the story is in the shadows. Right? The mysteries in the shadows.
Well, that's deep, Nigel.
But it's true, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
So, which is one of the reasons why when you retouch your face and you go to a plastic surgeon and you remove those wrinkles, you also remove your laughter lines and the smile lines.
The expression goes away.
So there goes part of the story.
That's a great analogy.
And you bring up a good point because we're beauty editors, right? Let's talk about skin and hair and makeup. Is there anything that say we're not just taking a picture on the street and we're actually thinking about it, that we should not do it for a good beauty photo as far as hair and makeup looks go? Like, what have you seen not work well?
You know, it's always tough, I think, when you sort of put loads of makeup on and try to use filters and things like that, because the filters themselves, so many people with the phones, certainly, because it's different when you're using a camera, because just the detail is there already. You get a lot bigger file, but your cell phones in general are less forgiving. So they're going to already flatten the picture. And I find that oftentimes when people have sort of airbrushed the makeup on or sprayed it on or got really heavy eyes and what have you, you lose a lot of the detail. You lose a lot of what the person is.
What about expressions? I mean, you're on America's Next Top Model, which coined the term smize.
We did.
Yes. Smiling with, I guess.
Smiling with your eyes.
Smiling with your eyes.
Come on, say it.
It's smiling with your eyes. Okay, Nigel. Okay, I said it. And
as painful as it might sound.
We all learned to do it. And then my friend, he told me once that he's like, you know how you take a good photo? He said, you look like you're in the middle of talking. Like, so you're not like, cheese.
you just kind of smile, like, and then he said, like, put the tip of your tongue behind your teeth, like, and it does something to your face. I don't know if that's true. Nigel looks completely disgusted.
So none of those little tricks, like, jut out your chin.
Yeah, come on, just give us, like,
tongue.
A few hacks so that we look cool.
We'll start with the smize concept, right?
Okay.
And everyone can do this at home right now if you like, okay? Pull a straight face, pull out a mirror, get your phone out so you can see what we're talking about here. And what I want you to do is look into your phone and you're going to imagine that you have a piece of chocolate in your mouth.
Mm.
That chocolate is melting over your tongue. Taste it. What does it taste like? It's delicious, isn't it? You can feel the chocolate. You can taste the chocolate. It's creamy. It's soft. It's caramelly. Now, with your face still, don't smile. Just look at me and go, like you can feel it. Mm. Now you're smiling.
Ooh, yes! That was good!
Yes! You should work for, like, on, like, the Magnum chocolate company or, like, Cadbury or something.
But you could do that with a piece of ice in your mouth so you feel cold. And you can do this with anything. It doesn't have to be in something in your mouth. It could be anything.
But the mouth is closed. The mouth is closed.
But you could also, like, for example, here's another one.
Okay.
Imagine you're cold. Right? So how does it feel? You feel cold. You know, but you're not going to show me anything with your face. Just your eyes. What does it feel like when you're really cold or when you're really hot? Like, and then just your eyes tell the story. And so what you're doing is you're making the face have that sort of model, strength, strong, you know, your favorite cheekbone kind of moment.
She's good at
this. I'm in Russia.
That was actually, I was very impressed with you.
Very impressed.
Then.
Thank you. See, it works.
See, I watched a lot of, like, fashion television growing up.
I apologize in advance.
It all goes back to that story thing he was talking about. You have to make that story in your head.
Right.
Before we let you go, you're going to do a quiz with him, but we have to ask you, because we ask all of our guests, about your product regimen. I see you have a lovely smooth head of hair. Like,
head of hair.
I
love that.
No, I like to ask bald guys, like, what they do for that. But, like, what are your products? Like, what's the product routine?
One thing, can we clear one thing up? I'm not bald.
No, I
heard you say bald guys. I'm just letting you know.
I said it.
This is a choice.
Okay. How do you do that? Is that, like, a daily thing?
No, it's not. But I do enjoy the process. I go about once every 10 days and I love to go to a barber. I do have my own clippers if I wanted to do it. And I
What are the best clippers for, like, a guy who's going to make this choice?
Wahl, Whal. They do a great clipper. You can get them in Duane Reade. They're not cheap, by the way. They're, like, sort of.
That's something you want to.
$150 buck type of clipper.
Wow.
One of the more expensive products at a Duane Reade. But you can get them at other places too. But, you know, it's worth investing in a good one. But you've got to look after them too. Like, you've got to oil them. You've got to do that. But I think it's a fun process if you do it yourself. You know, but I like the process of going into the barbershop, having the hot towels. And it doesn't take long.
Where do you go?
Minutes. I like the place called Fellow Barber in the city.
Yeah, we know it.
What do you use on your skin? Because you have beautiful skin.
Not much. I like, in as much as I wash my face with like a Cerafil, very simple thing. And I often use Neutrogena sensitive skin or unfragranced things. You know, recently there's a line by a company called Gloss Moderne that I have been using. And I really like it because it's really simple. It's vegan, organic. Things like that are important to me. And I drink a lot of water. And so I think it's important to take care of yourself and your skin, and, you know, especially as a guy too. And I work in the sun a lot. So there's.
Do you have a favorite sunscreen? Men always complain about it getting in their eyes.
I hate sunscreen.
I know, but have you found one that works?
Not even the Neutrogena?
No, I do use the Neutrogena, but there's another one. It's called, you probably know it better than I do. I'm trying to remember the name of it. It's got, like, a half orange, half white bottle. And has
La Roche-Posay.
It's called P47 or P25 or
Anthelios?
You see it in places. It's like half orange, half white, and there's a big P and then a number on it. Guys.
We're going to have to do our homework. I might email you later to find out the name on that.
It.
We could put it on the website.
So before you go, we have our quickie fat mascara questionnaire.
Everybody has to do it.
Yeah, it's this little lightning round. Say the first thing that comes to your mind, okay?
I'm terrified already.
It's not that painful. What was the first grooming product you fell in love with?
Old Spice. Oh my God, isn't that terrifying?
Old Spice, like the splash?
The splash. It's not really a grooming product, but it was something that made me feel good. And it was sort of, and I remember the commercial as a kid, and I must have only been about, I don't know, 14, but I knew that it was going to make me smell good and therefore look good.
Okay, are you an introvert or an extrovert?
Both.
Okay, what's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Coconut. Is that unusual?
Coconut.
Yeah.
I like it. That's
you went through a bunch of things in your head before you said coconut.
Well, I was going to say vanilla coconut, but that doesn't make sense. But coconut is the one I go for all the time. Toasted coconut specifically. And there's one in Michigan that I love. It's my favorite.
What's the song that pumps you up?
I'm a big fan of Billy Idol. So I just, you know, all, a lot of his Rebel Yell and you know, but I'm a big Led Zeppelin guy. So I have a big original portrait of the band on my wall. And I think that's my favorite band of all time.
Awesome.
You know, and I also like David Bowie. So it just depends on what mood I'm in.
And at the end of every episode, Jen and I raise a wand to a product.
It's a mascara wand. Yeah. Raise a wand.
I got it. Thanks for explaining that one to me. Though.
It's called Fat Mascara. Okay.
Clearly, I've left a really good impression on you at the end of this interview.
So what are you loving right now? What would you raise a wand to?
I think probably right. The latest thing I'm using is this Gloss Moderne. I think that just go organic, go vegan, really take it seriously. Think about where your products are from. Think about how it affects the world, how it affects the environment. And, you know, make a statement. And I think that's very empowering. It isn't just about the way it looks and smells, but it's about the way it makes you feel and about how it affects the world at large.
Okay, it's time to raise a wand. And I'm very excited to kick it off with a listener raise a wand. We love when you guys send these in, so keep doing that. info@fatmascara.com. Okay, Roanne sent us a really good one. I actually have this in my bathroom right now. Roanne, take it away.
I want to raise a wand to the Tatcha One Step Camellia Cleansing Oil. It starts off as an oil to remove your makeup, and then it emulsifies with water to cleanse your skin. I love that it leaves my skin soft and moisturized every time. It's one of my holy grail products.
That's a good one. Really takes off makeup. All right. Jen, what you got?
Okay, so I am raising a wand, and I also want listeners' help. I'm raising a wand to Lord Jones High CBD Body Lotion. I don't know what to do with myself. Sometimes I'm so stuck up inside that I've been going running quite a bit. And I remember my doctor being like, you're going to hit a certain age and your knees are going to start hurting with all that running you do. We're there, people. We're there. So honestly, I don't know what it is, but I take some ibuprofen and I feel better. But not until I rub this on my knees do I really feel better. Like just for those weird, achy joints. And I know a lot of people are stuck at home in weird like work from home offices where you're like in this chair that you're not used to and your lower back is hurting. Like if you have any achy joints or achy pain, oh my God, I sound so old right now.
Jen, I'm laughing. I'm picturing your body like those commercials with like the flare red spots, like yes. You sitting at home.
And like me just and like those pain animated pain marks radiating
yes.
out.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
That's me till I put on the lotion. I will say this. It's pricey. I know that's because they have a really like potent amount of the CBD and that's why it works. But I would love if people would email us, DM us or call us 646-481-8182 to tell me what CBD lotions you guys like for joint pain. The whole thing I just said sounds ridiculous. Take it away, please. Give me something glamorous.
Wait, Jen, is that number toll free?
Your local fees may apply.
Okay. No. Okay. My product is the Maybelline City Mini Palette. Oh,
yes, glamour. Thank you.
Glamour. I like glamour kids. Glamour kids. The Maybelline City Mini Palette. It's Matt About Town, like MATT About Town. It's under $10. I think it's about $7.99 is the average manufacturer's suggested retail pricing. And it has a bunch of colors and it's matte, but not like chalky. And they're all different.
Wait, it has a bunch of colors is the best review you've ever done.
Has a bunch of colors, goes on eyes.
Nailed it.
I think it's time for me to wrap it up. I'm throwing in the towel. No, it's has a bunch of like really pretty taupey nudes.
Very nice.
Everything works together. Everything blends very well. It has a creaminess to it that feels like it's a much higher price point. You can't really mess it up. There is one very deep color, though, that you can mess up. I'm just going to be honest.
Be careful with that
so
one.
So maybe save that for the lash line.
Very nice. Yes.
You'll know it when you see it. Okay. You'll know it when you see it. I would use a very tight brush, a very narrow brush for that deeper. It's almost like an auburn color. I would save that one for the lash line, but it's very pretty because it's warm, like a brown color, like almost like a warm brown. But all of the other colors can go all over the lid, mix and match, lots of fun.
Lovely.
And I think it's great for all ages because ladies, ladies, if you're over a certain age, we know that shimmer can like go all over the place and settle into weird places. And I'm not being ageist. I'm just saying with somebody with a 70-something-year-old mother, there are some colors she won't even go near. So I know she would love this palette and your like 16-year-old daughter would love this palette. So it's just like, it's for everyone.
There's the Jess I know. Lovely description. Well done, Jess.
It has a lot of colors.
Thanks for listening. Our show is produced by At Will Media.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram at FatMascara. Go to FatMascara.com to get a link to our private Facebook group and hit us up.
If you have a beauty question, you can send it to us at info@FatMascara.com. We'd love if you send us a voice memo. We also want to hear your Reza wands. Send those to the same address, info@FatMascara.com.
And if you like what you're hearing, please leave us a review on iTunes. Just throw us some stars.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.